General Motors announces $150 million investment in 5 Michigan plants. By Amy Furr on October 20, 2020. General Motors, GM, is set to invest over $150 million in 5 Michigan manufacturing plants, according to MLive.com. GM made the Michigan plant announcement, as well as an investment of $2 billion to build fully electric vehicles in Spring Hill, Tennessee. At a virtual briefing with reporters Tuesday, October 20, the report said. The plants are located in Lansing, Flint, Lake Orion, Romulus, and Brownstown Township. Although the company did not announce launch timing, potential additional jobs, and product details, the largest in-state spending is slated for Lansing Delta Township Assembly, where GM is moving production of the next-generation GMC Acadia, representing an investment of more than $100 million, the MLive.com article stated. GM Chairman and CEO Mary Barra said Tuesday that the company is committed to investing in the U.S., our employees and our communities, according to a press release. $32 million will be invested at Flint Assembly for production of the heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups, the MLive.com report said. Ever since their launch last year, they've been sick, winning market share, said GM Manufacturing Executive Director Doneen McDowell, adding, we are going to make sure we have the capacity to meet customer demand. Flint Assembly employs 4,450 workers, the report continued. Other plants in line for additional investments are Romulus Powertrain, which will get $17 million to enhance automation and increase capacity of GM's 10-speed truck transmission, which is used in full-size pickups and other products, $3.5 million for Orion Assembly, and $750,000 for Brownstown Battery. Spending at both Lake Orion and Brownstown is related to additional production of the Cruise AB test vehicle at Orion Assembly, GM's announcement says. In March, GM said it was reopening its Warren, Michigan transmission plant, which it idled in 2019 to produce masks during the coronavirus pandemic, according to Breitbart News. Last year, GM idled the Warren plant, laying off 335 American workers, as well as being responsible for the layoffs of about 16,000 in the state's supporting industries, the report said. The closure of the plant was just one component of CEO Mary Barra's plans to shutter 4 U.S.-based plants, it concluded.